If you are like me, you need a little something, a little sign that everything will be okay in these turbulent times. When I sit down to write my 3 minutes of drivel for my monthly commentary, I always have lots of options for topics in my attempt to spread a little sunshine. This particular week, not so much. Maybe I watch too much television news, or maybe the wheels are coming off the bus. So what in the world is going on? Every day something new is added to the list for me to agonize about. Zika, an epidemic of opioid addictions, senseless acts of violence, and then to add another bucket of stress, we have these wackadoodle political candidates ranting on and on, scaring me to death. There are 322 million people in the United States, and are these two the best we have to offer? Is this the best America can do? I don't know many people who are voting for either candidate, but most people that I know are voting in protest against the other one. Is none of the above an option? I want to feel better. I want to be wrapped in the bosom of Abraham, or at least swaddled in a warm snuggie, have my hand patted by a sweet-smelling little old lady who tells me everything will be okay. Remember in grade school when you'd get a smiley face sticker on your homework? That's what I want. I want a sign. I've always taken comfort from the sign in front of St. Paul's Church on 16th and Market that says, "God's peace to all who pass by here." But I wanted my very own sign that was meant just for me. And then it happened. My guardian angel appeared. I was driving down 16th Street to see my father in the hospital, and I glanced up at the Medical Center Pharmacy and I saw her. It was magical. That mannequin waving from the wheelchair. She was waving at me, her lovely brunette wig peeking out from under her jauntily placed straw bonnet, butterbean green pants, and a wave that made everything seem okay. I've seen her for years and never gave her a second thought. Some people see Mother Teresa in a pancake, and Carly Simon sees clouds in her coffee, and now I have my very own sign. I made a phone call and discovered that her name is Lucy. Just drive down 16th Street and give her a wave. She gives me the same happy feeling that I get when I see Ricky Meeks dancing and snapping at the bus stop. I realize that she can't really do anything about assault weapons or fix our outrageous political situation, but she makes me feel better. Maybe Lucy will make you feel better, too.